Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Longevity Nutrient, The Unexpected Fat, that holds the key to healthy aging by Stephanie Van Watson, explores a surprising scientific story about a specific type of fat and what it may reveal about aging well. Drawing on the author's research background and her work connecting animal health findings to human wellness questions, the book follows how an overlooked nutrient came to be investigated for its potential role in metabolic resilience, inflammation balance, and long-term vitality. Rather than treating fat as a simple dietary villain, it reframes certain fatty acids as biological signals that can influence how cells cope with stress over time. The narrative blends scientific explanation with practical context, helping readers understand why modern diets and lifestyles might miss key building blocks that earlier food patterns provided more reliably. It positions healthy aging as an outcome shaped by nutrient density, everyday choices, and measurable biomarkers, offering readers a fresh angle on longevity that sits between popular diet advice and deeper biochemistry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a new way to think about fat in the longevity conversation. A central theme is the shift from fearing all dietary fat to distinguishing between different fats and what they do inside the body. The book highlights that fats are not only fuel or stored calories, but also structural components of cell membranes and precursors to signaling molecules. This matters for aging because cell communication, inflammation control, and metabolic flexibility all depend on the quality and balance of lipids circulating in the body and embedded in tissues. The author focuses on the idea that an unexpected fat, described as a longevity nutrient, may be underappreciated in mainstream nutrition discussions. The reader is guided through why certain fats can be protective in the context of chronic low-grade inflammation, insulin resistance risk, and cardiovascular strain, while others may worsen those pathways depending on diet pattern and overall lifestyle. By separating categories like saturated, monounsaturated, and omega-based fats into functional roles rather than moral labels, the book encourages more precise decision-making. The broader takeaway is that healthy aging may be supported by targeted nutrient choices that improve cellular resilience instead of relying on simplistic low-fat or high-fat rules. Secondly, the research journey behind the longevity nutrient discovery, the book places strong emphasis on scientific detective work and how unexpected observations can lead to new hypotheses about human health. It describes a research path that connects real-world biological data to nutrition insights, showing how patterns spotted in one setting can prompt questions that apply to aging more generally. Instead of presenting longevity as a single magic lever, the author frames discovery as iterative: identify an outlier, measure biomarkers, test explanations, then refine what might be happening mechanistically. This approach helps readers understand why nutrition science often evolves slowly and why correlation is not the same as causation. The author also emphasizes the importance of measuring outcomes and tracking markers that can reflect metabolic health, inflammation status, and lipid balance. Readers learn why a promising nutrient still needs careful interpretation and why individual context matters, including baseline diet, activity level, genetics, and existing conditions. The topic reinforces that longevity claims should be grounded in plausible mechanisms and repeatable data rather than hype. The narrative style makes scientific uncertainty feel productive rather than discouraging, inviting readers to think like investigators about their own health choices. Thirdly, how this fat may relate to inflammation, metabolism, and cellular stress. Aging is often accompanied by rising inflammation, reduced metabolic flexibility, and increased vulnerability to cellular stressors. The book explores how a particular fatty acid could influence these interconnected processes through the way fats shape membranes and cellular signaling. When membrane composition changes, it can affect how receptors respond to hormones, how efficiently cells transport nutrients, and how mitochondria handle energy demands. The author discusses how lipid-derived signals may modulate inflammatory pathways, potentially nudging the body away from constant overactivation and toward balanced repair and recovery. Another emphasis is metabolic health, how the body manages blood sugar, triglycerides, and energy storage over time. The book ties these ideas to the practical pursuit of healthy aging, where the goal is not merely living longer, but maintaining strength, cognition, and cardiovascular function. The proposed longevity nutrient is presented as a candidate that may support resilience against the wear and tear of modern life, including poor sleep, stress, and sedentary routines. This topic encourages readers to view nutrition as a tool for shaping internal signaling, with fat quality affecting how the body interprets and responds to daily challenges. Fourthly, food sources, dietary patterns, and what might be missing today. The book connects biochemistry to everyday eating by discussing how modern dietary patterns can drift away from nutrient diversity, even when calories are abundant. processed foods, repeated use of industrial oils, and limited seafood or whole food variety can change the mix of fats people consume. The author emphasizes that focusing only on macronutrient ratios can hide a more important question: which specific fatty acids are present and in what balance? This topic considers how traditional eating patterns may have delivered a broader lipid spectrum than many contemporary diets, potentially influencing long-term metabolic outcomes. Readers are encouraged to think about food quality, sourcing, and preparation, since oxidation and processing can affect how fats behave in the body. The discussion also points to the practical reality that people differ in preferences and constraints, so the goal is not rigid perfection but intentional improvement. Alongside food sources, the author highlights the value of pairing nutrition with complementary longevity behaviors such as regular movement, adequate protein for muscle maintenance, sleep, and stress reduction. The overarching message is that identifying a key nutrient is most useful when integrated into a sustainable, whole diet framework. Lastly, applying longevity science with biomarkers and realistic lifestyle steps, a practical contribution of the book is its encouragement to translate longevity concepts into measurable and actionable habits. Instead of relying on vague feelings of wellness, readers are prompted to pay attention to markers that can reflect cardiometabolic risk and inflammation trends over time. The author advocates a mindset of testing and learning: adjust diet quality, observe changes in energy and recovery, and when appropriate, work with clinicians to monitor relevant lab indicators. This topic also covers the importance of consistency and context. Even if a nutrient appears promising, it will not overcome chronic sleep debt, inactivity, or excessive ultra-processed intake. The book positions the longevity nutrient as one lever within a broader system that includes muscle maintenance, insulin sensitivity, and healthy lipid profiles. Readers are encouraged to make changes that are both biologically sensible and psychologically sustainable, avoiding extremes that lead to burnout. The author also underscores that people at different life stages have different priorities, from midlife prevention to later life function preservation. The key takeaway is that healthy aging is built through repeatable routines, informed by science, and refined through feedback rather than quick fixes. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are curious about longevity but tired of simplistic nutrition slogans. It is a good fit for health-minded adults, clinicians, wellness professionals, and science-interested readers who want a clearer explanation of why certain fats may matter for aging and how nutrient quality can shape long-term resilience. The benefit is not only learning about one unexpected fat, but adopting a more functional view of nutrition, where food supports cellular communication, inflammation balance, and metabolic stability. That perspective can improve daily life by guiding smarter choices around meal composition, food sourcing, and lifestyle habits that protect energy, recovery, and cardiovascular health over decades. Compared to many longevity books that focus heavily on supplements, calorie restriction, or broad dietary tribes, this one stands out by using a specific nutrient-centered narrative to teach the reader how scientific discovery works and how to think in mechanisms and biomarkers. It encourages practical experimentation without hype and places nutrition inside a realistic whole-life framework. For readers seeking a fresh, science-grounded angle on healthy aging, it offers enough depth to be credible while remaining oriented toward everyday decisions, making it worth buying alongside more general longevity guides. If you would like to support Stephanie Venn Watson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.